In this exercise, we are going to practice a simple but effective skill known as labeling. Labeling means silently using a word to label whatever it is that you are noticing. So whenever you become aware of strong sensations, emotions, or urges, you simply acknowledge their presence in the same way that you might nod at an old acquaintance who is walking past on the other side of the street. And as you do that, you silently say to yourself, feeling. Likewise, whenever you become aware of thoughts, memories, or mental images, you simply acknowledge their presence and you silently say to yourself, thinking. If you want, you can also use a slightly longer label. For example, you might use a phrase such as thinking about work or feeling frustrated. So that's all there is to it. Each time you notice a thought or memory, you label it thinking, and each time you notice an emotion or urge or sensation, you label it feeling. Aside from that, it's exactly the same as the mindful breathing exercise you did in Volume 1. So, find yourself a comfortable position with your feet firmly on the floor and your back straight if you're sitting, or if you're lying down, then with your head supported, your feet together and your arms by your side. And you may like to fix your attention on a spot on the wall or the floor, or you may like to close your eyes, whichever you prefer. For the next few breaths, focus on emptying your lungs. Just breathing out completely, emptying your lungs totally. And then noticing how once your lungs are empty, they just automatically refill all by themselves. Notice how there's no need to take a deep breath in. Once your lungs are empty, they just automatically refill. For the next few minutes, there is nothing to do but observe the breath mindfully, noticing it coming and going, and observing it as if it's something you have never experienced before, observing it as if you are a curious scientist, noticing every nuance, every aspect of your breath as it goes in and out of the nostrils, down through the throat, down into your lungs, and back out again. As you observe your breathing, distractions will arise in the form of thoughts and feelings. The moment you become aware of a distracting thought, memory, or mental picture, simply acknowledge its presence and silently say to yourself, thinking. Then let it be and gently refocus on the breath. If you become aware of a sensation, urge, or emotion, then acknowledge its presence and silently say to yourself, feeling. Then let it be and gently refocus on the breath. Again and again you will find your attention wanders. Some thought or feeling will hook you in and carry you away. The moment you realize this has happened, simply label what distracted you, either thinking or feeling. Then let it be and gently refocus on your breathing. Notice the air coming and going through your nostrils. Notice the gentle rise and fall of your shoulders. Notice the gentle rise and fall of your ribcage. If you haven't already done so, then allow your breathing to find its own regular rhythm. There's no need to keep controlling it. Just let it find its own natural rate and rhythm. If you feel bored or anxious, or you're getting an ache or pain of some sort, then simply acknowledge it and label it. Feeling boredom. Feeling anxious. Feeling an ache. Just silently name it, let it be, and refocus on your breath. Again and again, bringing your attention back to the breath, no matter how many times it wanders. No matter how difficult the feelings may be that arise, just allow them to be there. Breathe into them, make room for them, let them be. You don't have to like a feeling or want it, just simply allow it. Let it be and refocus on your breathing. If you experience worrying or unpleasant thoughts, then simply label them as thinking. Then let them come and go and refocus on your breath. Again and again, returning your attention to the movement of your breath, following it in through the nostrils, down into the lungs, following it back out again. If your attention wanders 1,000 times, then gently bring it back 1,000 times. Again and again, simply label any distraction as thinking or feeling. let it be, and come back to the breath. And now expanding your awareness, noticing not just your breath, but also your body, the position of your arms and legs, and your back and your neck and your head. So noticing your whole body and your breathing at the same time. Expanding your awareness even further, noticing the sounds in the room, as well as your breathing, as well as your body. And then expanding that awareness even further, noticing your breathing, your body, the sounds you can hear, and your thoughts and your feelings, all at once. And noticing too, as you open your eyes now, noticing what you can see around you, as well as what you can hear and what you can feel. And perhaps having a stretch, coming back into the room, getting very present, very aware of what you can see and hear and touch in this moment. And taking a moment to congratulate yourself for making the effort to learn a valuable, life-enhancing skill. And now going out into the world, cultivating this state of mindfulness and taking it with you as you go about your day.